Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Emma Eberly from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with your community comment. I am here today to give you a behind-the-scenes look at what happens to your blood after you have donated it. At NCCBB, the laboratory is responsible for production of blood components, quality control testing, labeling of products, ensuring that all donations have completed test results, and delivering blood products to our local hospitals. We make sure that the blood you have donated is used in the most efficient method and that local patients have access to safe, effective, quality blood products. Whole blood is actually a mixture of red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets, and plasma. Plasma is the liquid part of blood and also contains nutrients, enzymes, and proteins. From every whole blood donation, we can create up to 3 components. Each of these components can be transfused to a different patient, helping to save the lives of 3 people. Once the units of whole blood are received in the lab, they are placed into a large centrifuge, which forces the red cells out of the plasma and toward the bottom of the bag. We then place the spun bag of blood onto an automated press, which squeezes the bag and forces the plasma into a separate bag. A red cell preservative and nutrient solution is then added to the bag of red cells. This process results in 2 components, a packed red blood cell and a plasma. The red blood cells are then leukoreduced. This means that we attach a special filter which removes the white blood cells. Removing the white cells is done to reduce the possibility of an allergic reaction in the receiving patient. These leukoreduced packed red cells are stored in a refrigerator and may be used for up to 42 days after donation. After being separated from the red cells, the plasma is immediately frozen in a blast freezer which runs at minus 50 degrees Celsius. This plasma may then be labeled as fresh frozen plasma and used as it is. Or we may convert the frozen plasma into 2 new components, cryoprecipitated antihemophilic factor and cryoreduced plasma. Fresh plasma contains many different proteins, which are important in the process of forming clots. Cryoprecipitated AHF is a concentrated paste of some of these clotting factors. It is especially rich in factor VIII, fibrinogen, and von Willebrand's factor. All of these plasma products are stored frozen and may be used for up to 1 year after your donation. I hope this has been an informative brief on what your local blood bank does with your generous whole blood donation. This has been Emma Eberly with your community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.